other less urgent calls. You may find it easier to use our website, where you can report crime, traffic incidents, and lost or found property. If you want to contact a specific officer or department, please use the Contact Us button. Simply go to www.met.police.uk. Please do not dial 999 unless you have a genuine emergency. Your call will not be dealt with, and you may prevent someone in serious danger from getting help.
Hello, how are you doing? I have a question. I have been getting assaulted by my neighbours for the last few years, 3 years. I've been writing official letters to the council. I've got over 400 letters to the council asking them to protect me. They won't protect me. Enfield Council won't protect me from what these people are doing. And what they are actually doing is attempted manslaughter towards myself. Section 18 with intent, because they're using weapons, be it physical or mental torture. I'm still being tortured in my own home. I phoned the police on numerous amounts of occasions and asked them to come to my house. The police refused to come to my house on most instances when I've asked to be protected, and I've recorded this. Most recently, I was attacked again a couple of days ago, and I phoned the police like I'm speaking to you, but I phoned 999 and asked them to come to my address. They sent two police officers to my address. I recorded the conversations of them inside my house once again. Now, I've made a diary every day, and I've transcribed every one of these conversations, and I've put them into my diary. In some of the conversations that I have while I'm on the phone to 999, they're calling me a black boy on the block, and you're a black bastard. That's the actual police officers telling me this. And I've had sergeants phone me back. Like, you know, sometimes I can phone you and say I want a sergeant to phone me. A sergeant will phone me back. And on an incoming call, which I've recorded, the sergeant's even telling me that I've been robbed and he doesn't give a fuck, and I've got all these recordings. Now, my main problem was they tried to serve the police, Metropolitan Police officers, tried to serve an ASBO on me in 2014. Now, 15 police officers went to court, and they're all sergeants. Jane Johnson, she was your commanding borough officer. Now, I've got a recording that she's been put into royal diplomatic protection because of these ongoings, and that she's been made active in Westminster once again. I'm not happy that she's active in Westminster, because she falls fault for being responsible for the police officers that she allowed to do what they've done to me. Now, 15 police officers have gone to court. Then none of them have got first-hand material evidence. Yeah, now, what it states, by law, the court has emphasised that the use of the words, if any, shows that some hearsay evidence may be given no weight at all for an ASBO to be made. The applicant must prove, the applicant, which is yourselves or your barristers, must prove beyond reasonable doubt that the respondent has behaved in an antisocial manner. So you've got to prove that I've acted in an antisocial manner, which I didn't. Yeah, the applicant can rely on hearsay evidence. However, the Court of Appeal has stated that it does not accept a court to find that the criminal standards has been met by relying solely on hearsay evidence. Now, the only evidence that seems to be in my whole court case is, i.e., like, impact statements, and they've told me that no witnesses or victims themselves would sign any witness statements, MG11 statements. They refused to sign them all, and they refused to attend to court. If no first-hand material evidence goes to court, then the criminal standards ain't been met, and I shouldn't have been found guilty. So for this reason, I believe I'm being held hostage by the Metropolitan Police and Enfield Council, whose signatures are on my ASBO application, for the last 3 years of my life. and I've been trying to prove my innocence, which the law clearly states I'm in the right. Also, the 999 call centre timestamps that say I'm calling you now, I can have CAD 300 for the day, which would be the first 100 call of today. And that I'd have a timestamp of it on it, which would right now would most probably be 10:45, for instance. If someone phones you another 10 calls now and they get a later CAD number off of you, it's impossible for it to have an earlier timestamp than the one that we're dealing with now. Now, this keeps happening through my ASBO paperwork, yeah, which is a lot, which is big worries to me. Yeah, not only this, in the paperwork, they're calling me a black bastard, and they've actually wrote I'm a black bastard, in a black bastard, I live on Briarcroft Avenue, and they've actually signed that in their own witness statements. Now, these things I'm worried about, yeah, because I shouldn't be suffering in my house. Now, because I've been pointing out all of these problems, and I want prosecution, I want disciplinary action to the police officers, and I would like my freedom re-revoked so that I'm allowed to go back out and I'm allowed to be do what I want, yeah, within the constraints of the legal law. Because I want this to be done, they've allowed my neighbours to continuously victimise me. They've used my neighbours as tools of trade, and my neighbours have been happy to be used as tools of trade. And they've continuously picked up floorboards and they're banging them at me. I reckon I've had about 4 or 5 heart attacks in my flat, more than that, yeah. In total, about 50 mild ones throughout the time, and 4 main ones. Every time I've turned anorexic because of what they've done. I was 15 stone when I come into this flat. I'm now 7, well, I'm just about 8 stone now. Every morning I end up sick in my toilet, being sick, trying to fight this case, yeah, and trying to get some decent police officers to do the right thing by me, yeah. Now, every time I'm being sick in that toilet, Matthew Illigan's wife, number 117, is above me. She bangs and bangs and bangs on the floor, so I'm even more sick, and she keeps flushing the toilet, which is direct her toilet, which is directly above my toilet. Now, she's making me really ill. Yeah, no, I had 2 police officers in my house the other day asking for them to get them arrested, and they're begging me for not to get this woman arrested and her family and the others that assaulted me. Yeah, I'm showing them that I've got 12, in the last 3 years, I've had 30 friends stay in my house. Yeah, and each one of them have become a victim to my neighbours as well, because my neighbours have attacked them. So I've took witness statements off of them. I have my own witness statements, which I've made. I've kept my own diary for every single day in detail. Plus, I've got video evidence of them banging at me, yeah, from 2014, attacking us in my flat. And I've got audio of me, every single audio of them doing the same to me. Every time I've gone up to their front door, I've called yourselves and told you, look, I can't take no more. I've got to go upstairs and defend myself. I've gone upstairs and I've knocked on their door reasonably, and you can see this in the videotapes. I've knocked on the door once, twice like that, and then I'll wait, and then I'll knock again once, twice like that. And you can see that in every video. Now, quiz the council that haven't managed to get rid of me, or managed to let the neighbours ain't managed to finally kill me, or I've not run out of the country on a so-called ban with my British passport, yeah, by a used lot, yeah. Now, no one will protect me, basically. I want them arrested, I want them to go to prison, and I want Jane Johnson to suffer the consequences for what she allowed. Steve Ellsmore is the developer of the application. I would like him to go to prison as well. Yeah, you've got a police officer called Sergeant Thomason. He's in charge of Stephen Ellsmore, he's his line manager. Now, I kept phoning and asking yourselves to phone me, or get Steve Ellsmore's line manager to phone me. Now, Steve Ellsmore, a bloke called Sergeant Thomason phoned me. Now, I didn't know, and he never explained to me when I was asking him, is it that he was Steve Ellsmore's line manager? I talked to him now, I talked to you, and I explained the details of my case. And he listened, and he explained to me that it was out of order, and that then by the end of our conversation, we put the phone down, and I felt so insulted by this person. I asked him his name because I wanted his name on recording. Yeah, that's why I got Sergeant Thomason. A couple of phone calls later, talking to the police again, like how we are now, another woman, a kind woman, a much kinder woman that knows why she signed to be up to be a police officer, spoke to me, and she explained to me Sergeant Thomason is Steve Ellsmore's line manager. Now, it never soaked into my head, that information at the time, but when I was transcribing all of these tape recordings, I've paid attention to these things. So I know Sergeant Thomason also knew about what was going on at Steve Ellsmore's line manager, and he deceived me on the phone on an incoming phone call that I've got recorded, and he completely violated anything that any responsibility that he would have towards these police officers. So I'd also like Sergeant Thomason's line up on what he's done to me. Yeah. Now, I'm recording this conversation, and I'm going to transcribe this afterwards. I'm going to put this into my book as well, of diaries. Now, I would like to know what the two police officers who come to my house are actually going to do about what is happening to me. Whether they're going to... Because what they're telling me in my flat on the recordings is the video evidence I have, the witness statements that I have, yeah, everything that I have ain't evidence. Now, I know before 1996... you didn't even need cameras. A person's word was strong enough to get a person put in prison if they'd done something, if they were an instigator or a perpetrator. Yeah? So my word alone, me on my own, being here now talking to you, should be good enough to get them arrested and put in prison. Yeah? Let alone that I've got video evidence and audio recordings and I've got everything else. And I would like to know what is being done to protect me. And what is actually happening since them two police officers... I've not even received a letter through my door saying that I'm a victim at the moment. Normally you get a letter through your door saying you're a victim and we're dealing with your case. I've not received that. So I'm quite concerned that the police ain't doing their jobs again. And I would like to know, can you please go on your computer and tell me what them two coppers are doing that come to my house the other day?
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me have a look for you.
They're finished. I'm going to ruin them. I'm going to do them properly, legit, through the processes of what I'm supposed to, and I want the compensation for what they've done to my life. They've destroyed my company, they've destroyed my reputation, they've endangered so many other people in this world by doing what they've done to me. Yeah, it was better off letting me work in the community. I built a constitution, I've charity constitution, I built everything, and they've destroyed a lot of it. Yeah, I want something to be done about it. Yeah, I've got a list of police officers. Sergeant Childs, Sergeant Hamill, they're all sergeants. They all went to court together and they all gave hearsay evidence, knowing that not one of them had first-hand material evidence. The witnesses who got kept up overnight, this is all over. This is supposedly all over four people being kept up overnight. I've got a two-year injunction order, plus 5 years ASBO, which is 7 years non-concurrent. Plus, just before that, I was on a year curfew to another case that I won. So that's 8 years of my life, of the 30s, that have been robbed by the Metropolitan Police and Enfield Council for wrong allegations and things that they can't prove. Now, the people that they accuse me of being, the event organisers, they accuse me of being, say, five different events. I copied all of their Facebooks. So I went to the event profile pages and I copied them because they wasn't me. Now, I have all of these folders, yeah, for the events that I've been accused of, and I have the proof that I never done it. But why should I do the police officer's line of investigation and become a super grass if I'm not getting paid the wages that a police officer gets paid to do this? Yeah, all they have to do is write to Facebook. If I've got this evidence, all they have to do is write to Facebook, and then I shouldn't be riding 8 years at their lack of investigation. Yeah, they've accepted that sections are on every single door in these buildings. Yeah? The law states 20 people in a public place, yeah, listening to music, constitutes to a rave under the 1994 bill. Yeah, and section 63 can be imposed. But the truth is, these were indoors and the police accepted that a section was on each one of these doors. That's why they never arrested the other 4,000 people that were there on each event. Yeah, and I'm the only one that's been arrested. Otherwise, they would have had to arrest every single person. Yeah? Which, they de-arrested everyone else and arrested just me on most instances. Yeah, this isn't correct. If there's a section on that door and the police admit it, yeah, the only thing that they can do is prove that a commercial company's been running them buildings, and what the law says and the Licensing Act says, under Licensing Act Apex 4, proof of profit must be proved. Yeah, by a police officer, yeah, to prove that something is happening in a private home, yeah, or a place of residence. They never done that. There's no one's talked about proof of money through for over 6,000 pages now. No, 2,000 pages, I'd say, sorry. Yeah, I want to know why I'm suffering and why the Metropolitan Police are making me suffer when you're just a company that is supposed to be there to protect the people and I'm one of the people. Hello? Yeah, what can you help me out with this? I would like my neighbours arrested, and I'd like someone to pay attention severely to the video evidence of what they've done to me. I don't want to wake up every day. These people upstairs killed my baby. I got another woman after all of this, and they banged and banged until the baby died in another one of my woman's stomachs, and the police allowed this to happen. Yeah, they've killed my baby. Yeah, doing what they're doing for sport. For sport, not for nothing else. No, because I helped them before. They was getting beat up on my estate the first time I met them. They're adults to me. I walked over to them and I stopped the younger boy beating him up. I swear my mother's life on this. I said to the younger boy, you cannot touch this man because he's moved into my block and he's an adult to me. And we must respect our adults. So for this, you must let go of this man. I said, hello, who are you? He said, I'm Matthew Yilligan. I said, okay, cool. Go back into the block and you've got no more problems. Now, after that, 8 months later, you lot throw a spanner in the works. I've had loads of... When I was actually looking after lots of people, do you know, and it become a family, a unit, a collective of us, do you know how many people told me they had herpes, or they told me they had this, or that one's done that, or this one's robbed that one's iPhone? And do you know what I done? I looked after every single one of them, no different, yeah? So when these adults got a little spanner thrown in the works about me, why am I suffering 4 years later still for what they've done? Why do I feel that you've allowed all these people to pin me down, get razor blades and cut my face digitally? Why do I feel I cannot look at another person because you will not protect me and you've had the opportunities to protect me in the time that I've been phoning you all? Why do I feel like this?
So listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass all your complaints to the local station, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to start an investigation.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a CAD number to this call, please?
Sure. It's CAD 27...
27...
899.
899, and what's the rest of it?
After those dates. Which is the
30th. 30th of what?
August.
August, what year? 2017 year of degree, yeah?
Yeah, that's okay. The year we're on.
Alright, thank you. Well, I'm going to wait for a letter to come through my door or someone to come here and realise that I'm a victim and that something needs to be done about this. And I shouldn't be getting held in my house hostage, having to pay rent on my property, yeah, against laws that don't even exist, yeah, for the case that I've been accused of.
Okay, lovely.
I'm sorry that I've been abrupt with you, woman. I'm sorry. I know you've just come into work and I know you might not have part of this. And I know how it might feel being a whistleblower amongst the police. Because most police go to work.
You have a lovely day, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.